Second down and three. Jackson takes it himself. Looking in dark, back and forth. Oh! He broke his ankles! Now he's got an entourage! And he's got a touchdown! Houdini! What a play!
Yes, hello to all the Thunderdome members. I'm here with Kevin Shortle and Stefan Faufaril. Lads, how are you getting on?
Not so bad, Steve.
Almost stumbled on your second name there, Stefan.
No worries, don't worry about it, it's okay.
Was it Oscar again who asked Berla, so what's that?
You did actually stumble on it. There's no fada in it.
Okay, how do you say it?
Farrell.
F-A-R-L.
I don't know if you're joking now or if you're serious, so
I know it's not a big deal. It's Stefan Farrell.
Okay, I didn't know that. There you go. You learn something new every day. So should probably check that before we started. We have a Shulin-centric podcast today. I'm wearing my Shulin top. This, Stefan, this used to be the intro music that we would play for Kev every time we came on the podcast. But it's actually you singing, so I guess it's your intro music now.
It's not even a part with an accordion, so I'm
I just realized
no claim to it.
I just realized that. I was like, that was a terrible section to pick for you. Sorry, Kev.
It's fine.
So how are you getting on, Stefan? First year in the Thunderdome, you're off to a fantastic start. 0-3.
Yeah, I'm going straight for that trophy. You know, the Dick Butt one, I think, is the one. That's the one we're looking for.
That's right.
So I've been working really, really, really hard towards getting that. And I'm really happy with the way things are going, 3-3.
You're doing well. Mike has been trying to win that trophy for years, and he still hasn't got it. So
You see, Mike hasn't met the Henry Sellers yet, has he? You know, it's all go here. I do feel a little bit. I don't know if any watch Ted Lasso. I know Kev watches Ted Lasso. I feel like a little bit like the reverse of Ted Lasso, to be honest.
I know Ted Lasso exists, and I know that it's funny. But so why are you the reverse? Is he really good or because I know he's an American football coach that coaches an English football Premier League team, right?
Yeah, so he was kind of like an average NFL kind of coach who came over to he went over to England to take over a soccer team, and they had no idea what the hell was going on. So it's a little bit like that, but in reverse.
Yeah. Okay. If this was fancy Premier League stuff, it'd be clean enough, like.
No, I actually wouldn't even like. I do like mid table. Maybe mid table like max. But yeah. I find the Premier League ones way more boring. Mm-hmm. So I don't really pay much attention. I'm in one at the moment, but I haven't checked it in weeks. But yeah. I'm literally looking at this one every single day, and I know absolutely. The more I look at it, the less I know. It's like that. Oh,
it does kind of take over for a while, and then when it ends, it's like you've lost a limb or something. You're like, when does the fantasy season start?
Yeah, but surely it's like an appendix or something. You don't really need it, like.
No, I mean it's more like cocaine or heroin or something, probably. An appendix. But glad to hear you're enjoying it anyway. I suppose we were going to talk a little bit about NFL news. Kev, your favorite wide receiver superstar is back in the league, Josh Gordon.
Josh Gordon, yeah. I remember I drafted him, was it 2 years ago now when he was still eligible?
No idea.
I don't know. Whenever it was. I remember drafting him, and immediately afterwards he was like sent to prison for his movement. So.
I don't think he was. I don't know if he's been in prison for a while. But
this guy's gone to prison, did he?
No, he wasn't in prison, but he got an NFL ban. Was it domestic violence? I think it was domestic violence.
I think it's just drugs. I think. I mean, this shows how much we know. But I think he's an addiction problem. And
addicted to beating up women.
Well, I meant.
Steve, yes, I wouldn't worry about the integrity of our news here. We're not why you listen to.
Well, I mean, look, our worldwide audience is going to hold us to account on that. So Kev, we've got to get it right.
Our 1 billion listener is going to be outraged.
Josh Gordon's people are going to be talking to our people very soon.
This is it. Yeah, we'd have Samoa on the line. So Josh Gordon back in the league. Nobody cares. I think someone already has him. I don't know who has him, but someone.
I think it was it Ian picked him up or. Someone picked him up already anyway.
Yeah, well, I mean, his wide receiver room looks like something you found in, you know, I don't know, in the
trash. Ted Lasso's wide receiver room.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, from made of Premier League midfielders, like, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, yeah.
So Christian McCaffrey is injured. Devastating for Dara.
Relieving for the rest of us.
Me in particular, because my team shat the bed. So imagine if McCaffrey had been there.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he won the early one, actually. I forgot the actual score.
Yes. I mean, I'd like to say it's down to my fantasy managerial prowess, but it is certainly not. So Dalvin Cook also injured. I mean, this is just an injury run through, really. Dalvin Cook's injured. Alexander Mattison did great as a stand-in. I don't know. So I think Michael has him on his bench. Don't think he played him.
Yeah, it was good news for you, Steph. You're playing against John next week, who has Dalvin Cook. So
Dalvin Cook? Is he? Yeah. So he's good and he's injured?
Yeah, yep. He's a beast.
Class. Savage.
Yeah. Now, the bad news for you, Stefan, is that while John has lost Dalvin Cook, he has gained Peyton Barber. So...
Oh, yeah. But Peyton Barber only got a lucky 20 this week. I know that. Like, he's going to get minus 2.5 next week.
I actually wouldn't be surprised.
No, neither. I wouldn't be surprised. I think he's actually going to touch the ball loads, but he's not very good. But it doesn't always matter. So we'll see. So we're going to go through the league, and I just discovered right before we came on that the format changed this year without me realizing it. So last year you played everyone in your division, and then you went all around the league, played everyone bar one team, and then you played your division again. So that's how I think it should be, and that's how I intended it would be this year. But Kev tells me that actually we're playing all our league mates again for the next 3 weeks. So
yeah,
I didn't know that.
I wouldn't mind a break from the league mates. It's okay at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially considering I'm playing against the number one guy at the moment. So
I think what I'm going to do is change it to what was intended. I might not get to it straight away, but I get to it before next week's games. And we'll move.
Before Thursday, you have to.
Yeah, before. Thanks, Kev. Before Thursday game. So I'll move all of... So we're week 1, 2, and 3 done now, right?
Yep.
Oh crap! So I need to move it before this Thursday. Crap.
That's what I mean. So like, as in you, what you're saying, I'll do it before the games. It's like you have to do it tomorrow.
Yeah, I thought I had another week. I don't know if I'm gonna get that done. If I can do it, I'll do it. If not, sorry guys, just gonna have to play all your league mates again.
Oh, so God's favorite team is Sean.
Yeah,
Sean is winning at the moment. So
he is. Yeah, he's 3-0. I think, is he the only person that's still 3-0? Actually,
yeah, I'm 3-0 as well.
You're 0-3.
Yeah, but you have a 3 and an 0, Steph. Yeah.
I'm just the other way. No, I feel good. I think I'm going to beat Sean this weekend.
Yeah,
I just need about 4 new players that are really, really good.
I mean, your words, you know, your words are saying the right things, but your body language and the tone of your voice, just, you don't believe it at all. It's
hard to believe in something you don't believe in, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Okay, so we go through the games one by one, I suppose. We might do a division by division. So the good division is first. So Kev, that's your division, I believe.
Mine and Swift's.
See, in this world, there's two kinds of people, my friend. Those with loaded guns, and those who dig. You dig.
I mean, it's an uncomfortably long drop.
Sean is very much straight. Yeah, Sean is very much the person with the loaded gun in this situation.
Yeah.
All weekend I was kind of scrambling, praying for Dak to have another stinker. But it doesn't help when I left my highest point scorer on the bench. So
was that
who was your highest point scorer?
It would have been James Connor of all people, but I couldn't in good conscience. Start him.
No, I mean, you know, you don't want to start James Connor, but
why not?
He's, go ahead, Kev.
He's a backup for Arizona, number one. So I was kind of thinking, he's not going to get many touches anyway.
And then did your man get injured?
No, he just ended up getting a lot of touches.
It's just how it is. If the guy gets the goal line carries and gets touchdowns, he'll get the points, you know. That's just what happened. Two touchdowns.
You you had two solid enough guys on the bench there, Kev.
Yeah. Yeah, Jamal Williams, my two backup running backs. I was kind of like, I can't be doing that now.
I mean, it's a bit shocking that you wouldn't have flexed kind of, you know, James Conner in there instead of Tyler Lockett. I don't know what you were thinking there.
It was actually David Montgomery that let me down in that regard.
Mm.
Because wasn't it Justin Fields shot the bed on his big debut?
Look, the Bears, Matt Nagy, the coach, it's a clown show, isn't it? I think I have actually a drop for that. Let's see. This is the Bears. This is what it's like watching the Bears every week. So, right. So we have Sean. We better big up Sean. The Cowboys didn't all do it for him. Dak Prescott had a decent game. CeeDee Lamb, a bit disappointing. He's been disappointing for a couple of weeks now. Cooper Kupp is a beast. Start him every week. He's got to score 20, 30 points. Yeah.
I think that whole thing, the whole thing about him having breakfast with... who'd you call him?
Oh, with the quarterback.
he keeps saying like that's why he's playing so well, because like we're such good friends.
Yeah. It's okay. Well, I mean, I suppose you're probably more likely to throw the touchdown to your buddy who's eating breakfast with you than Robbie Woods.
Yeah. Poor Robbie Woods just left, like, when will I get the invite?
Yeah. And Derrick Henry is a monster. I don't know if you had a chance to watch any Derrick Henry highlights yet, Stefan.
He was playing against him last week.
Is where he put up like 50 points on you, Kev, was it?
No, yeah, it was on Stiff, I think.
Oh, Stiffon, was it? Oh, God.
Yeah.
Wait, no, is that God's favorite? I'm playing against God's favorite team next week.
Oh, sorry, was it? It was Sean, or sorry, it was John took the brunt of that, so.
Mm. Ouch. So he's got a really strong team. Any starts that stand out to you there? I suppose we can talk about it later if there is. Not for me.
Noah Fant didn't do too well there. I just saw that, and people have been hyping him up a good bit lately.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Broncos have been decent. So, okay. So the we got Kamikaze Pilots. I've got two guys from the good division. I'm sure, Stefan, I'm forgetting you're the same division. So, you might as well talk us through the emotional ups and downs of your weekend.
Well, it started off pretty low and kind of maintained that throughout the whole weekend.
Okay.
From a high perspective, there wasn't really any.
Okay.
Tom
Brady.
Yeah. But at that stage, Tom Brady was playing later. He was on the later game on Sunday, so yeah. I was getting like the push notification saying he's up to score a touchdown. I was like, Tom Brady could literally score 14 touchdowns now in a row, and it wouldn't make any difference to the scoreline. So at that stage, it was difficult to get excited by Tom Brady being a legend. But it's nice that he's doing really, really well every single week. He's getting over 25 points pretty much, I think, every week. So, and it was nice to see Edwards-Helaire as well do something other than a measly 2 and 3.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
For a team which are so good offensively, he's just been really disappointing. Maybe he's disappointing last year, but he's not picked it up. He's been bad.
Yeah, it hasn't been good. Yeah, Latavius Murray was shit.
I mean, you've got some good running backs on the bench. Oh, I know. I mean, yeah.
See, that's the thing. I don't. Okay. I'm constantly just like trying to see who's going to be in any ways any good, like, or is it going to be some fella? And I'm just like picking up all these lads during the week that I have no idea who they are. I'm like, fuck it, he could be good, like, but then he's probably going to be shit.
Need to make some waiver bids, Stiff.
This is it. I mean, yeah, look, like, I mean, Stiff, look at the guy on the other side of the pitch there. I mean, look, you had Peyton Barber looking at you on the waiver wire there last week.
That's true. Like, I actually was looking at him, but then I was like, I don't even know who this guy is. And his projected score was lower than like 4 or 5 of my running backs at the moment that I had. So I was like, why would I replace a fella I never even heard of? But I was actually looking at him because I was reading some some article that said like, oh, he could be all right, like.
Yeah.
But then he went and was unreal. So
well, they were hoping, or I think they're probably hoping that wasn't Josh Jacobs potentially going to be injured this weekend.
But what happened is, you know, off season goes around. Josh Jacobs spends most of last year, a lot of last year, banged up. So the Raiders go and they give Kenyon Drake, you know, sign him from the running back from the Cardinals, give him $10 million or whatever it is they paid him. And now they're just not playing him. Like, he's there. Josh Jacobs is injured. They're like, no, fuck. I mean, I know we spent $10 million on whatever. We just pick up Peyton Barber off the street, plug him in there, no bother. So
that seems to have worked.
Like,
It works. It's just frustrating.
Are they undefeated actually so far?
Yeah, the Raiders have started well. I'm not sure what the record is though.
Yeah, I think they've won all three games.
They certainly won the first two.
And they won this weekend, eh?
Yeah. You're right. They did three.
I was also disappointed with Allen Robinson because, like, he's been kind of one of those solid enough wide receivers. They're kind of getting constantly over 10, 11, 12 points every. Now he's going to just, you know, just kind of shit.
Yeah, I mean, he's on the Bears. So, I mean, you're on the Matt Nagy, you know, circus of doom there. So, right. Yeah. But he's a player, so he should. I mean, this should be the bottom, you'd hope. John, we better give John a shout out. His team was imperious. Very good. Russell Wilson, Peyton Barber, Chris Carson. It's not exactly a roll call of greats with Peyton Barber in there, but DK Metcalf had a great game.
He took all Lockett's points this week. That's how I was expecting Lockett to kind of save me a bit, and he came up fairly short.
Sure did. And Kareem Hunt, doesn't matter if you're the running back one or the running back two for the Browns, you're going to score lots of fantasy points. So. So John and Sean are a very strong team, guys. You're going to be struggling to make it out of that division by the looks of it.
I think so.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so we should probably move.
But you know the pity is when I'm paid, I always follow my job through. You know that.
So the bad division. So I guess we got to go with Paddy and Ian at Llama versus the Rampant Goslings. Kev, you want to talk us through this one?
Yeah, sure. For old Paddy, coming up short again. Patrick, I don't know how to console you at this stage, but the wins are coming.
He's 1-2, I think. I think he got one win.
Okay, that's not so bad. Same as me, I can't really talk.
Yeah, I mean, I do feel a bit sorry for him because we slagged him about not starting James White last week, and he started him this week and he got 0.6 points. So.
So he's gone. He's gone, isn't he?
He got injured.
Or is it just? He's not out for the season, though. Sorry, that was your man from Paddy. I think Paddy has him on his bench. Was he the guy from Minnesota? Not his ACL.
KJ. Sure.
Anyway. James White was a great pickup. Like, as in, it's just unfortunate that he got 0.6 of points.
Yeah. It's a bad week.
Yeah. I'm looking here. Like, Najee Harris absolutely blew up, even though Pittsburgh are doing nothing.
So yeah. I don't know exactly the stat, but I know Najee Harris got a ton of targets or receptions, was it? He had 19 targets.
Oh my God.
He's a running back. Anyway. Sorry, Kevin.
Well, he was flying it. No, yeah. You're grand. A lot of his team just didn't show up. I mean, you had he had Tonyan, who had one catch. In the whole game, that was it.
Yeah.
Pascal 4 points. Just the team that didn't show up. Really.
No, if there's one thing Paddy can do, it's pick a good kicker, and he's got 14 points there from his kicker. And for me, I mean, look, I mean, I know it's not the section yet. But, Star of the week. Well done, Paddy. That is a top-notch fantasy selection, and nobody can pick the kickers like you do. Don't let anyone tell you any different. So,
well done, Paddy.
Yeah. Ian, Josh Allen finally got off to something of a game. 37 points. Like, Josh Allen's great. So he was quiet to start season. He's great. Nick Chubb a little bit disappointing, but you know, he's not going to give you a zero. Antonio Gibson. I don't know. Did you see Antonio Gibson's touchdown, lads?
No.
He has 73 receiving yards. I mean, that was it. I think he caught the ball and ran 73 yards for a touchdown. So it was awesome. So Ian has a strong team. Cortland Sutton was a bit disappointing. So was TJ Hockenson this week.
Yeah.
But Ian has a pretty strong team overall. I'm playing him next week and not looking forward to it. So
you'll have Josh Gordon up against you, Steve.
I mean, if he doesn't start Josh Gordon, he deserves to lose. That's all I'll say.
Are you actually playing him next week or?
Oh, this week I have to change it, don't I? Yeah. So sorry, I am playing him. Hang on. So I couldn't be playing everyone from our division again.
Well, we're playing everyone in our division again then.
Oh, this is a mess. You couldn't be playing everyone because I'm playing him. He's oh no, okay, Irish. So we're okay. I'll just have to look at it. I'll have to look at it, see if I can figure it out. That's a mess now. If it's like that, I might not be able to sort it, you know.
It might be one of those app problems that, like, the other way the app doesn't update properly a lot of the time.
I don't know. I'll have a look at it and see. It should, like, last year I didn't have to. I wanted to do it last year, that we'd have three, play everyone, then three, and I actually didn't have to do it. It did it automatically, so I just assumed it would do the same this year. But anyway, so we'll move on. Aranjuboon versus the Turds, Tig versus Ulton. Tig's really unlucky. He got like the third highest score this week.
I was just gonna say,
But beaten by Ulton, who, like, I mean, it's a huge score.
It's a huge score.
A terrifying score, which I'm sure Ulton will be delighted to hear me say.
I was kind of hoping he would start Justin Fields, but
Mike Williams coming away with a massive game as well. Yeah, I saw he picked up Justin Fields, which would have been excellent had he started.
Getting nearly 20 points off your defense is pretty sweet as well.
Yes. Yeah,
Steve knows all about that.
I do. Yeah, defense bailed me out this week. But yeah, like, I mean, huge games. Justin Jefferson has looked great. Calvin Ridley's obviously been disappointing. Tyson Williams did Latavius Murray on it, and the Ravens backfield looks just like a bit mess. But other than that, I mean, it's hard to take many negatives. And Ulton's team looks very strong. His bench is strong too. So
yeah.
Obviously not a great week from the bench, but he has got a strong bench. And Tig, I mean, great game from Matt Stafford. Ezekiel Elliott comes through. Adam Thielen is, he just can't stop catching touchdowns.
Yeah, he's insane. Yeah. Miles Gaskin coming back fairly solid too. I know he's not lighting the world alight, but still.
Yeah.
Still.
It's hard to know what to make of the Dolphins after losing their, you know,
their quarterback.
I mean, I don't know if I rate Tua anyway, but and you know, there must be something in the water in Gosling's town, because Tig is picked a good kicker as well. So yeah, not much more to see here. Any interesting starts there? I mean, I don't know why Tig is starting Okwugbunam at tight end. That's confusing to me. But
isn't it? Noah Fant has that job, really, doesn't he?
Not that he did much, but yeah. So I don't know. But other than that, very strong team. Claypool on the bench put up a decent game as well.
A good bench actually overall.
Yeah. Has anyone really, really messed up with their leaving people on the bench? I think yours is probably the worst, but you couldn't really have done much about that, Kev. So.
No.
All right. We'll move on. So last division.
Music. Yes, it's very good. Very good for the digestion.
So we have Pyrrhic victory. What's that?
Very good for the digestion.
It's very good. Pyrrhic victory versus the Black and Amber Tigers, and Mike has a win. He's off the board. Stefan, he was really very worried he was going to be the only team on 0-3 at the end of the week. So I think he was very relieved when you lost and he got the win.
Yeah. Yeah, no, look, these things happen. Mike's had his day in the sun this week. My day in the sun will come in a few weeks' time, I hope.
Yeah, I mean, certainly. I mean, it's probably take less than 10 weeks, I would imagine. So we have Mike putting up a massive score. Justin Herbert had a great game, a quarterback, 30 points. Devontae Adams with 25. Brandon Cooks, I'm a little sad to see him scoring points on somebody else's fantasy team, but putting up a great game. And Saquon Barkley is back, Kev. So Mike must be pretty happy.
Absolutely. I'd say so. Like, Brandon Cooks, just when you say him again, I don't think he had a touchdown even. Like, as in he's just getting heaps of targets.
Yeah, I mean, and it does seem to not matter who's at quarterback, and it does seem to not matter that the Texans have nobody else to throw to. You'd think some of the teams.
I suppose that does increase how many times you get the ball then.
For sure, he's getting tons of targets. And Devontae Adams is a beast. So
another good kicker as well.
There you go. Look, I mean, that's where the points are at. It's the kickers. So
not a good defense, however.
And he did leave Alexander Madison on the bench, which wasn't a great one, Kev. You know.
He didn't need it, Steve.
He did not, but he could have had, you know, 130 points. But anyway, James didn't have a great game. Kev, any thoughts?
No, sticking with his Eagles. I mean, Jalen Hurts is good at 20 points, solidly.
Yeah, yeah.
Not
Smith disappointing.
Devonta Smith was disappointing, yeah. absolutely. Just kind of, again, another one of those ones where very few people show up. Like Austin Eckler is probably his only, you know, well, yeah, his two running backs are probably the only scores you'd be really happy about there. The rest of them are
pretty.
You're hoping someone else makes up them.
Look, Robert Woods has to get better. Surely Amari Cooper will get better. Devonta right. Smith, you know.
I take it back, Steve. Mm-hmm. I know we pointed it out already. Yet another kicker with 14 points.
Okay.
Saving right. games this week.
Okay, well, I should retract my start of the week then. we've one more game. One more game to talk about, guys. Any thoughts on the starts of the week, or anyone you're interested in seeing or giving that award to yet? No.
Starts of the week.
This is not a preloaded question, by the way. But
no, I was kind of thinking, guys,
they were great.
They were. I'm going to have to give it to your defense, who saved the day for you.
Yes, I better play my theme tune then. You know. This game.
The Arizona Cardinals.
These Arizona Cardinals, 18.5 points as a defense, and bailed me out after. I was just devastated watching the games because I felt pretty confident when Dara didn't have Christian McCaffrey, and then. I was watching the first quarter of the game. I was like, why isn't AJ Brown on the pitch? What's happening? I was watching the Giants game. I was like, I don't see Sterling Shepard anywhere. Both of them in the first quarter were out with hamstring injuries and didn't come back. So I was like, oh my gosh. But thankfully the Cardinals bailed me out. Although it was a close thing because Dara had the 49ers playing. I don't know if you noticed, but when Dara started to realize that even though my wide receivers were out, that it looked like it was going to be close, he started scrambling to scoop defenses off the waiver wire. Did you see that?
I didn't see that.
Because he picked up a defense and they actually started playing before he could put them in. so he had to drop them, pick up someone else. But look, he barely missed out. I think it wouldn't have mattered who he put in. There just wasn't enough points there. Unlucky Dara, and he'll be...
Wonder.
No doubt dumping all of his fab on Chuba Hubbard this week.
I think there'll be a few people making that move.
Yeah.
Well, if it turns out like Mike Davis did last year, I mean, it was a properly worthwhile thing to
do. You got a running back starter for the whole season because McCaffrey didn't come back. So, exactly.
Who was your start of the week, Steve?
Start of the week. I'm not sure. I'll have a think about it. Kev, you had an idea for a new segment that I thought was kind of interesting.
Oh yeah. So this is kind of inspired by the whole start of the week thing.
Yes.
But I was thinking of doing like the prairie dog of the week.
Okay.
You know what prairie dogging is? You do anyway.
Yes.
Stiff,
yeah, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, no. So when you're touching cloth, like what you just hold it in. So
basically, you wouldn't have to do that, but.
Yeah.
So how does this translate to this?
The reason I thought of it is thinking of my own team. So, like, the person I almost played, but then just at the last minute, I was like, do you know what? No, you can't do that. Right? You'll make a mess.
And I mean, to me, right, that's probably what it should be. To me, basically, it's the person who left the most points on the bench or someone they should have started on the bench, you know, more or less.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. So for me, that's James Conner, kind of Jamal Williams, not really, right?
I should have started Emmanuel Sanders in retrospect, but I don't think that deserves it because I had better starts than him at the time. So I would give it to Mike for not putting Alexander Mattison in.
Fair.
That would get my vote.
Bad. I was trying to think of another one there. I had one earlier. I can't remember where it was.
We'll have to get a drop for the Prairie Dog of the Week. We don't have one today. So for Mike.
Just does Kev feed the Prairie Dog? If you made one bad call.
Yeah. No, it'll be... Sorry, Stephen.
Or is it on the player or is it on like the manager? Is it the player that's the prairie dog, or is it the manager?
It's the manager.
Well, yeah.
So, Kev, you had two guys. You had two guys who had 20 points on the bench, yeah?
Not quite. Now, one with 20, one with 13, I think it was.
Oh, okay, fair enough. If they weren't even that bad, but you had like you racked like 40 points on the bench and two players.
Actually, wasn't it the other week? It was John did it with Antonio Brown and Gronk. week one
against, I think it was. Against you, yeah, yeah. That,
he had like
that
50
been
points
right
on the bench. That would have been a Prairie Dog of the week.
Yeah, easy.
Right. So it's a lovely segment, Kev. So we'll get you to look up some nice grunting noise drops for next week. We'll use that.
So that's
pretty much it. As always, at the end of the podcast, important to get your waiver bids in. They go through tomorrow morning. I will have a quick look at the fixtures and see if I can fix it. If it's not fixable, sorry, you probably just have to play your league mates again. And apologies, we get it sorted for next year. But I'll have a quick look. If I can fix it, I will.
Any comments? Thanks very much.
Yeah. Any comments? Thanks for coming on, Kev and Steve.
No worries. Uh-huh. Anytime. I can't say I was very enlightening or anything, but it's nice to just even have the chat.
Oh, to be honest with you, Steve, I don't really know too much about it either. So.
No, you're in, and the fact that you're so active and you're interested and looking at that's the only important thing. Or even just the odd comment on the group, that's what makes it fun. Just taking the piss out of each other. I genuinely, I don't know if you saw it, but Ulton made a comment earlier this week about he not wanting to get shafted on a technicality again, and I sent a GIF of the good fellas when they're laughing their heads off. Yeah. But literally, that was my actual reaction to his comment, because it was so funny when he got shafted on the technicality. You can see the rage
you seem to have got a lot of delight out of that one.
I probably shouldn't have. But,
we said it before. I don't know how Ulton got the mantle of league baddie, but everyone likes to see him lose.
That's it,
Ulton, I'm rooting for you. Go, Ulton.
Yeah, so with that, we call it a night. Thanks again, lads. Take it easy.
No worries. If anyone has any spirit running backs, anyway, mate.